Hello and welcome to the Brawl News, your podcast for the latest tips, tricks, and insights about Brawl Stars. I'm your host, Xander, and joined with me, as always, is my co-host, Owen.
Hello.
And today, we're going over the recent balance changes. Yep, it's been a while, but we're going to talk about them. We weren't really able to. We released the SMO Corner episode, and we were just really crunched on time. The last, few weeks are coming up for school in us. Since we're Canadian. So it has been hard to get these episodes in. We've managed to. And basically what we're going to do in this episode is we're going to talk about all the latest, balance changes and what we think about them. Do you think they were needed? Do we think they were a bit overdone? Do you think they could have been a little less big of a nerf? Or do you think they could have been more of a nerf? So we'll go over that. We'll rate them out of 10, how good of a nerf we think. If one being, it's a terrible nerf, it should be way better or it should be way worse. 10 being, it's perfect, just right, the greatest nerf we needed. It's just amazing. Perfect, right?
So,
let's hop into this. But before we get into that, we're going to have to go over the announcements.
So we'll just check the question of the day right now.
So question of the day, no responses, but that's fine. We don't often get any. Also, in a previous question of the day, in the one, what's your favorite thing to do in Brawl Stars, the bull said rage quit. Not my favorite thing, but you do you. How's our Brawl Stars accounts going? Well, me and Owen are both working on rank 25s right now.
Yes, I'm going Crow. I got my Crow Power 11, so four people Power 11 so far. Lately, I've been having a lot of fun in Brawl Stars, I'm gonna be honest. Lately, I've just really been enjoying the game. I've been playing with Eric and stuff. Sometimes,
If you don't know who Eric is, he was featured on episode 3, so go watch that if you haven't yet.
I've been playing with some guy in my club. Our club is, a great place. We're in a good position with our club, and...
I think both
really
of our
awesome
clubs.
It's a really awesome club. There are nice people in it, so, yeah. It's nice.
Yeah, both of our clubs, I think, are in Masters.
Yeah, by the way, the bull, who was in our Discord, he was in my club, and I told him about this thing, and he actually joined it, so it's really cool.
So totally spread the word and tell us about this podcast. We have hit 200 total listens on this podcast, which is crazy. I can't believe that, considering this is only, our 15th episode? I don't know.
I believe, even, Brawl Stars All-Stars, or maybe it wasn't that. Maybe it was the Zyrillian Brawl Academy. But they got it a lot later on, so I think we're in a good position with our podcast. Which I'm happy with.
Speaking of Zyrillian Brawl Academy, we might be doing a collab. It isn't completely confirmed because of time zones. It's really hard because we're, 8 hours difference, so it'd be really weird. But it might be coming later in the year, summer.
Or possibly I've been listening to the Brawl Stars All-Stars podcast. Great podcast. Go check it out. They upload quite often, too, which is
Nice. If you want a consistent Brawl Stars podcast, because let's say the Brawl Show, Eternal Brawl, they're not, uploading all the time.
They're, the best podcast, probably. But they don't upload as much.
Yeah. And the Brawl Stars All-Stars, if you want that consistently good content, most of the time, gotta listen to this.
I just don't listen to the brawler breakdowns, but the other ones are awesome, honestly. Yeah. Just because I know about all the brawlers, so.
Yeah. It's good for new players as well. If you're new to the game, totally check them out. You can just search them up. Brawl Stars, All Stars. It's there's a Stu, an Amber, a Bee, and a Crow? I don't know. I'm taking a guess. But that's it. And what are our trophies at? On our brawlers that we're working on. My Otis is at 711.
I haven't really been working on my Crow that much. I've been going for Mortis Mastery a bit more, but my Crow is at 701. And my Mortis is, I got him to 751, which is cool, but I'm going to go for the Crow rank 25. It's not going to be too bad. I think I can get it, but yeah.
Well, since we've done that, we're going to go into a new part. This is a new part of the podcast we haven't done. It's goals. So every week, we will talk about our goals and if we achieve them or not. We'll each make 3, and it's in the world of Brawl Stars. What can we accomplish? So I think for my first one, my first goal will be to get rank 25 Otis. And my second one will be to grind some quests, because I just hit tier 70 yesterday. Yes, I hate doing quests. I don't feel like I'm the only one. And, so yeah, do some quests. And my third one is to hit 5k on gold.
Nice.
So, I won't spend any of my gold till the next week, and then I'll see how I did.
Yep. My first goal is obviously rank 25 crow. I don't really make three goals. You just said this now. So
yeah,
I
it's
don't
a
know.
New, like, thing. I just,
Maybe to get, like, just my quest done. I agree with you on that. And maybe our club is in a great position. I'm going to always do all my club stuff. But
so
that's not a goal. That's not a goal.
No, that can be a goal. Do all your club league. I think that's a good goal.
I think my next
club
goal,
quest anyways.
Oh, geez. When the new season comes, I'm going to try to get 2 skins.
No, but this is like a weekly thing.
Ah, right. I forgot.
Okay. So do you have any, like...
My next goal
your
is
last
in
goal.
My ticket events for then. I'm going to try to win.
Three out of the four in one of the weeks. One of the, like...
Okay. So in one
things.
Of the days, you want to get three out of four of your
wins. That's just my goal.
Or 5 out of 6, depending on the day.
Yeah.
Or maybe, like, yeah.
That sounds good. So you'll try and get a 75% win rate-ish?
I guess so, yeah.
Ish. Yeah.
I think I could. And I can maybe even get all four. I've got all four before quite a few times. Lately, I've been doing terrible.
Well, we're already 6.5 minutes in.
By the way, I gotta say something. We were just having some fun on our club games. Sorry about this to if anyone from our club is listening, but... So me and my brother just both randomly played Mortis in this bounty. And we got in the same game. So basically we did like some Mortis 1v1.
We were just spinning.
I won the Mortis 1v1 because
don't spin.
Mine's 11, his is 9.
Yeah.
We ended up winning the game. Us. So
don't spin in showdown. It's been a really hard journey, like pushing my Otis against teamers.
I agree.
Because Otis is not a good anti-teamer brawler. It's the best anti-team brawlers are brawlers like Ems, like Janet, people that can pierce.
Yeah, that's why.
Speaking of Janet, we'll get into her later, because boy oh boy, do we have a lot to talk about.
Janet bad now? Janet F tier, Mortis S tier? Maybe? Nah, so I'm just kidding.
You guys already know what happened, I'm assuming, unless you don't play a lot. So yeah, let's get into it.
That was a joke about the Mortis S tier, just saying.
Okay. Yeah, they know. So yeah, let's get into it. It's been 7 minutes. It's time to actually get into the actual podcast. So, first we're going to talk about Hank. Yes, you all want to know about Hank.
Boy, Hank was broken. On release, I was power 8. I got him power 8, and I got him rank 22.
Yeah,
because I had to sleep over my friend, and we played quite a bit. We just did B and Hank, and he would just slow. I would just go up and... And I ended up dealing 24,000 damage, guys.
Yeah.
Not lying.
So
basically, and what happened is we had 19 cubes. We let Leo die. That's a...
We got to explain why first.
And then I got the cubes, and then,
we got to explain why. So basically, there was a glitch with Hank. Where his cubes would buff him so much. He was getting so much power from damage buffs, power cubes, gear, etc. And he could deal up to 22,000, which is not right.
He could deal up
deal
to
more.
Way more.
Deal more if he wanted.
I did 24.
Deal more if he wanted, but what I'm trying to say is that they fixed that bug. He can't be dealing that much damage.
Yeah, I had like 24 cubes or something.
But he also has some nerfs. His reduced main attack damage at power 1 from 2,000 to 1,800. That's a slight buff. It's a slight nerf. It's not too big. But here's where things get...
I think that's a big nerf. Mm-hmm. 300 damage?
200.
Still 200 damage?
Eh, I guess. And then this is a massive nerf. Reduced base HP from 6,000 all the way down to 5,000 at power 1. What do you think of that?
Dang, that's like one of the biggest nerfs Brawl Stars has made, honestly. And also, the power cube glitch is fixed.
And they also fixed Super's damage scaling when upgrading Brawler. And they fixed a bug that occurred when Hank used the Super right on top of a Brawler and dealt more damage than it was supposed to.
Yeah.
And Hank's Supercharge now scales according to the damage dealt and fixed Hank's VO when receiving damage.
Yeah.
So, how balanced do we think these bugs and nerfs are? Bugs, fixes, and nerfs.
Boy, I don't
like,
think
give it out of 10.
I think Hank's like a B-tier brawler now.
But he's still map specific, so I think they made him good. I think they made him balanced.
I'm
going to give it an 8 out of 10.
I think this was meant, I think they did it a bit too hard, so I'm going to go with a 6 out of 10.
Think like, it was too hard?
I don't think the thing where his super would hit multiple. I don't think they should change that. Like, think about crows on like a... Have they ever fixed crows on a Frank or something? Come on, you're going to switch Hanks but not crows? Like, what the heck?
What about crows?
Crow, you know when he supers on somebody? Oh yeah, it deals like more on a hit, on a Frank. Yeah.
If you like auto.
Well, now we're gonna go into some buffs.
Yeah.
Tara. Basic damage per card increased by 40 damage, 440 to 480. So it's a 120 damage per thing if you hit all three. And speaking of the cards, it's now only 11 shots to charge. So that doesn't really help you in close combat. That doesn't really help you at all. But let's say you're poking away, you're poking, poking. It won't take you years and years to get that. So I think she's a lot better now. And this is what you've all been wanting. You've all been dreading, actually, because we hate Mortis randoms.
Yeah.
Unless they're good,
it's
which
not
is rare.
That big of a buff.
It's a basic damage from 900 to a wild 940. A 6% increase.
No,
it's not that big.
I can notice the buff.
He can, like, now 3-shot, like, way more brawlers, or 4-shot.
Yeah.
And Willow has some buffs. Mind controlling enemies does not charge their super from damage dealt when mind controlled by Will. I feel like this was more of a bug than a nerf. You shouldn't be able to charge the enemy's super. That's like kind of dumb.
Yeah, I agree.
And then increased super range from 23 tiles or from 20 super range from 23 to 25. So just a little bit longer. Will now takes 25 less damage when mind controlling an enemy. This is not a star power. This is just a trait of Willow.
I like that.
Yeah. And 8-Bit got a base HP buff from 4,800 to 5,000.
I gotta ask, why did 8-Bit get a buff? He's so, like, tank. I think 8-Bit's underrated.
Yeah, he's like an A-B tier brawler. High B.
Like, I think he's...
Oh, wait, we forgot to say what we thought of those recent...
Oh, shoot.
So, Tara first?
Yeah, Tara.
So, Tara, I feel like this is a good nerf. I'm going to give it a 7 out of 10.
I like it. It was needed. Tara wasn't too great. I think it's an 8 out of 10.
And what about Mortis?
3
out of 10. I don't think it changed
four.
Much. 4, fine.
I can notice.
And how about Willow?
Willow, this was needed.
Yes.
I think this is a 10 out of 10. I really like this.
I like the shield. The 25%.
I love how it doesn't charge your supers. I think this was needed. I didn't know why it didn't happen on release, so kudos to Supercell. I like that. 10 out of 10.
And what about 8-Bit? I think it's a 5 out of 10. 8-Bit isn't that OP.
Yeah, but he doesn't need more health. Like, he doesn't need
it. Yeah, of all the things they buff is his health, so I guess. And now, the thing you've all been waiting to hear, even more than Mortis, it is Janet. And boy, do we have a lot to talk about. I think they over-nerfed her. Gadget dropped the base. Turret HP from 1,500 to 1,000. Gadget dropped the base. Turret decay 50 per mile to 100 HP. So you only have it for 10 seconds instead of the average 30.
That's but not. Okay, sure.
And then base damage, 1,000 to 940. And hits to super, 6 to 7.
So I got
holy crap, they hit her hard.
Yeah. Do you think the other gadget is better now?
Yeah.
You do?
No.
The jump? Okay.
No, I still don't.
I still think the drop the base is better. But what was the other ones again?
It was about the turret and the base damage.
Oh, yes. And then, yeah.
What do you think about this?
Harder
you think
to charge
this is
your
too hard of a hit?
I think it is.
I think they over-nerfed
like,
it compared to, like,
A-tier brawler, low A-tier. I think, what were they thinking? They don't want to just, like, totally make a brawler not playable.
She's still playable.
Come on.
She's still good at what she is. But still, like, what they did to B compared to this just does not make sense.
I think this is a 1 out of 10 again. I'm sorry.
3? I'll give it a 1, too. Okay, max HP decreased from 3,200 to 3,000. Doesn't make that much of a deal. Damage 340 to 320. And her super takes one more little bullet.
Do I think Janet is still good? Yes, I still think this did hit her pretty good. I think this was needed. I think this is a 9 out of 10. Just because I don't.
You said it was a 1 out of 10.
No, that was. Oh, shoot. Sorry, I'm talking about Max right now.
Yeah.
Sorry, I said Janet. Sorry. Max is, I think, like 10 out of 10, 9 out of 10. Just because I don't know about the supercharge. I don't know if they need that. Because you could literally just play your star power where. That's the one I bought. I think that star power is better than running gun, but. That's just. Me.
And Meg again got nerfed.
And so I think it's a good buff.
Yeah, I think it's fine. I'll give it an 8.
Yep.
Meg, her mecha HP 4,000 to 3,700. And this is what we needed. Gadget jolting volts nerfed 450 to 300, so you're losing an extra 450 health.
Yeah, I like that.
And even more, the person that's been terrorizing
Whoa,
the meta.
What do you think about Meg?
Oh. Five.
It's fine.
Shelly? Oh boy, I'm so happy about this. Star Power Shell Shock slows 4.5 seconds down to 2. Thank you, Brawl Stars gods. We love you for this. And her base HP went down 100 from 3,800 to 3,700.
Yeah, that's not really the Brawl Stars gods. You can just call them, like, Frank and, like, those people. Yeah.
They're the Brawl Stars gods.
Okay, sure.
In a way, I mean, like, kind of. So what do you think of that? I'll give it a 10 out of 10. It's amazing.
I think it's great. Wasn't there another one?
No.
Yep, base HP.
Yeah, I said that. I talked about it.
Okay, yeah.
And, yes, I did.
Sure. All right.
Surge. Oh, boy. Surge was another brawler that got hit hard.
No,
Gadget.
No, he's still good, Surge.
Yeah, but he got hit hard.
No, the gadget isn't even that bad. You can still just tank shots with it.
But it only... It's like, now, like... So it only lasts.
Use it. No,
it only lasts for 2 seconds, which isn't that important when you consider they like people. Smart people just pop it in when they're about to get hit.
Yeah.
And then Power Shield, the reduction goes down 30% from 80 to 50. So it's now like ticks.
I still think it's a good gadget.
I still think it's the better gadget. Yeah.
100%.
And what do we think of those nerfs? I think it's a fine nerf. It's balanced. Yeah. I give it a 10 out of 10. And Penny, her Salty Barrel now only has 1,500 HP.
I actually like this. I know at the start when I was playing Penny, like, what the heck? I just lost because her gadget gets one-shotted by Nita.
But Nita pierces. That doesn't make sense.
I don't know why I used it on Anita. I used it on the bear and stuff. But, like, it just got one-shotted. And then I realized this was needed. It's still a great gadget. I destroyed a Stew with it. It was, like, so funny.
Yeah.
Stew could not do anything. But yeah, so I think this was good.
And then the base HP, 3,400 to 3,200. I think that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a 9 out of 10. Fine. Good.
I'll give it a 7. I don't know what to say about it. It's fine, I guess.
Ash has one nerf to his HP. It's 5,400 down to 5,200.
I think that Ash needed a nerf.
Like, he was good.
He was, but okay. Okay, 5 out of 10. I just don't think he needed it that much.
I don't think it's that important.
I still think he's really good. I just didn't think he, like...
So, yeah. B got a supercharge nerf. So, now only... It now takes 4 seconds.
Thank you, four shots.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. Thank God. But it's a small nerf compared to, like, Janet.
Yes, but...
Oh, hallelujah.
They can't just spam the 3 attacks and get the super and just, like, start doing it again. It is so annoying. But why did B not get a reload nerf? I'm sorry.
Yeah,
what?
I'm sorry. What? Okay, so now we're just going to talk... What do we think about that?
I think it's really
10
good.
Out of 10.
10 out of 10? I just don't know why they nerfed her more. So, yeah.
Bug fixes. Fixed a mind-controlling issue for Willow and Brawl Ball. I think it was you could still mind-control people while they were in the bubble.
Yeah.
And fixed an issue that results in Hank dealing inconsistent damage values. You know, like, when they're in the immunity bubble?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, that's about it for the balance changes. I guess we're going to talk about the question of the day.
Sure.
The question of the day...
what should it be?
No, it's a poll.
Poll.
Do you think Janet is good, still good, or still bad?
What, S tier, A tier, B tier? What tier do you think Janet is in?
How
is that a poll?
I can do multiple options, don't worry.
Okay. All right, sure.
So that's the question of the day. Thank you guys so much for listening. We appreciate all the views and listens and the reviews. Remember, if you're on anything but Google Podcasts, you can leave a 5-star review. It's greatly appreciated. Gets our ratings up, like Eternal Forever Brawl had a 5.2-star rating. Yep.
That's good, isn't it?
It's over the thing. It was a glitch.
Oh, what?
When the podcast is too cracked. That's what Provo Bandit said in his survey.
Yeah. I feel like, just keep doing those 5-star reviews. It'd be greatly appreciated. I guess that is all.
And if you want to go even further, you can join the Discord. We don't have Patreon because we don't feel like taking people's money. We're not doing this for money. We're just doing this for fun.
Yeah, I agree.
So, thank you guys so much for listening. Have a good one. Peace.
Yep.